President Donald Trump isn't the only world leader forced to cancel a vote on an important bill. Last week in Washington, it was health care. This week in Canberra, an extradition treaty with China. We have details with Neil Conan from Neil Conan in the Pacific News Minute. On Sunday, Chinese Prime Minister Li Keqiang left Australia after a well-received five-day visit with every reason to expect a long-awaited diplomatic plum. 10 years after it was first signed, Australia was about to ratify an extradition treaty and become the first English-speaking democracy to embrace China's much-criticized criminal justice system. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull hoped for a quiet vote yesterday, but opposition flared on both right and left, and an embarrassed Turnbull had to concede he just didn't have the votes. In the end, the treaty sank over the prospect of sending suspects to face trial in China. The detention of a prominent Chinese-born professor on his way home to Australia this past weekend didn't help. 500,000 of Australia's 24 million residents were born in China, and there's concern about China's control over Chinese-language media and its efforts to influence Australian politics. But just a couple of weeks ago, a respected elder statesman, Stephen Fitzgerald, delivered an important speech where he argued that the election of Donald Trump provided a moment of opportunity for Australia to realign toward Beijing. "We're living in a Chinese world," he said. Following the withdrawal of the extradition treaty, Rory Medcalf, head of the National Security College at Australian National University, told the New York Times, "What's clear now is that even Donald Trump is not enough to encourage Australia into a full strategic embrace of China." For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.